for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.
Bucky, around the grounds, please, from Marvel Stadium. Carlton versus the Suns. What is happening?
Well, they're hanging on at the moment, Chuck. We've still got about 8-9 minutes remaining in the last quarter there at Marvel as Harry Mackay has just put through.
That's a goal.
It could be a miraculous goal, yeah. Harry McCullough's just put it through a goal for the Blues. That looks like it will be the sealer. They've put up a really good fight, the Giants. Carlton lead, though, 98, I think it is, Chuck, to around about 70. If they've put the scores up here at Marvel Stadium, but it looks like the Blues are home. So 4 out of 6 for David Teague. Harry Mackay kicks his second.
Well, Bucky, I've got you at hand. Have a look at your computer and I'll let you just give us a little bit of a wrap for Kerr's hire on the stat sheet. Stancy's done her work. You can do yours. Then I'll take a break. Bluey can then wrap up proceedings with the Steamatic standout and we'll have a couple of highlights and then we'll go home and have a nice sleep to get ready for Geelong and Hawthorn tomorrow. Kerr's hire stat sheet, please, Bucky, today.
I might just go around the grounds quickly in the Geelong VFL score.
Yes,
very
please.
Low scoring affair. Geelong v Casey. Geelong 47, Lee Casey 39. So what, that's an 8-point lead, Benny, with 30 minutes gone in the last quarter. So you would suggest that the Cats are home there.
They've come from behind.
They have come from behind. Very low scoring.
Repeat the news, not so good for Cats.
Yeah,
not
good news at halftime. Nathan Kruger, the youngster from South Australia, came over showing a lot of promise as a key forward, went down with a knee injury, and young Zach Guthrie, ankle injury that was reported by K-Rock's own Shane Hope.
So Casey kicked 32 points in the first quarter and have only kicked...
Unless that was four points, eight points or something. It's been horrendous conditions down there. I think we're going to get an update now. Siren went and the Cats win by 9 points.
Oh, horrendous conditions. The sun's out.
No, it's windy, Benny. It's a very, very windy afternoon. So,
where are they playing that game?
12 apostles. 12 apostles.
Poor Campbell.
Casey out there in Cranbourne. So, clearly, conditions not good. But here at the MCG, we've had a beautiful afternoon of football.
Well, we have been inside the box, though, with the window closed. That score at Marvel Stadium, the Giants 75, Carlton 99, 8.5 remaining in the last quarter. Terrible kick out.
You really don't want to give me the curse eyes.
I do. I'll give them to you now, quickly.
That's the Gold Coast. The Giants are playing Collingwood.
Oh, sorry. I've got my...
Bucky's derobing because Carlton are about to have another win.
Inside for the 50, with 54 to Richmond, 54 to Richmond, 45 to Port. They more of the ball. 422 disposals, Richmond. That's a big...
How many handball to kicks, please?
202 to 220. I don't think that's happened this year, where they've had more handballs than kicks. So
more handballs than kicks.
Interesting, a trend that to see if Richmond are changing the way they play this year, Bluey. So they're going to be very dangerous come September. Prestia, 30 disposals and a goal. Martin, 30 disposals and a goal. Hawley, 28. 27 to Hawley. Ellis, 27 and a goal. Lambert, 22. Bolton, 22. And Cochin, 22. And Tom Lynch was good, wasn't he? 13 contested possessions, 9 marks, 19 touches, 3 goals, 4. And Jack Revolt, 10 disposals, 5 marks, and 3 goals, 1. Vernon Howe was the best for...
Brownlow medalist from the Suns.
Darcy Byrne-Jones, lead shooter, 29 touches. Travis Boak, 29, had a... Absolutely. It is a shocker, Travis Spoke, with his 29 touches.
Very quiet today.
Amon, 28 and 2 goals. Rockcliffe, 26. Broadbent, 26. Dersmer, 24. And 20 to Bonner. The multiple goal kickers were Amon with 2. And young Zach Butters tried pretty hard as well. He had 13 disposals and kicked 2 goals. Won a crowd of 41,642. So Port Adelaide, 9,963. They were defeated by Richmond, 15-11-101.
Good work, Bucky, for Kerr's hire. Just you have a little rest and watch your Blues in the last 7 minutes. If anything exciting happens, jump back in. But I'm going to take our final break, come back and we'll have the highlights, the Hamlin hanger, we'll have the goal of the day and Tim McGrath to wrap things up with the Steamatic standout player of the day. That's Tim's sole choice. And we'll come back. And don't forget, folks, tomorrow, if you're just driving home after the local footy, I reckon local footy's probably done and dusted down there now on the Bellarine Peninsula area. 11 o'clock, we go to air tomorrow for the big one between Geelong and the Hawks. Any special guests coming up, Benny, or are you just going to hold them back and tease us for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Shuey Fox, the boss of the MCC. We'll be talking to Matty Knights. We can ask him about the clearance issues with the Cats and they're set up around the ball. So the midfield coach of the Cats to be joining us tomorrow about 10 past 12.
I'll be able to listen tomorrow for a bit.
Good work, Louis.
Final scores in that game. This is how the difficult conditions. 5-18, 48 Geelong. And Casey, 5-9, 39.
Windy. Very windy, out of Cranbourne. Windy.
Oh, I want to report about horrendous conditions. As Benny said, the sun's out.
Blue sky.
Blue sky is about three clouds in the sky.
No, but honestly, it was horrendous.
Blue sky homes.
For Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.